Next up is Bread and Butter, a culinary chronicle with Lael Gilbert.
My son brought home a birthday invitation from school the other week. Written on the envelope was his name, and underneath was written, E Familia. That was a little surprising. If you don't happen to have a third grader, the normal birthday drill is this. You get the invite. On the day of the event, you drop your kid off with a wrapped piece of overpriced plastic in some form or other. Then 2 hours later, you pick him up again, thoroughly saturated with sugar, mentally overstimulated, and clutching a baggie full of candy, which he says is his and won't let you even look at. Then you buckle him in the car while he's wiggling like a caffeinated border collie and bring him home to try and feed him dinner, at which he scoffs. This is the normal routine. I've done it 70 times. But I'd never seen the E Familia before. This was something new. I'm all about trying new things. So when the day came, I tacked the whole familia in the minivan, and we went to check this party out. The event was for my son's friend, Gustavo, who is about the most gentlemanly little third grader you will ever meet. When we arrived, he was sporting a dress shirt and tie, smiling and greeting all the visitors like a 3-foot George Clooney. It soon became evident that we were probably going to be the only non-Hispanic faces in the crowd. I admit, I began to feel nervous. I felt like I was invading. I didn't know the language. I didn't know the rules. I felt alone. That didn't last long. First, the majority of the people there spoke English as well as I did. And even when they didn't, there were welcoming smiles and waves. And then there was the food. We got bowls of steaming pozole. That's a hearty beef stew made with a ruddy red chili broth. Had chunks of tender beef and heaps of sweet hominy. It was flavorful, savory, and extremely satisfying on a chilly afternoon. The pozole was topped with fresh diced onion and a herby kick of cilantro. Wedges of tangy lime were served on the side. Families settled around the tables and paced themselves, eating chips, having a second bowl of pozole, maybe breaking it up with a cupcake or two, laughing, talking, hugging Gustavo and patting him on the back, and then having more food. We'd been chatting, laughing, and eating for more than 2 hours, and I thought things might be winding down. But they weren't. Games came next. Everyone was expected to play, and to my surprise, even my self-conscious teenager was stomping balloons and carrying ping pong balls on a spoon in his mouth. Then came the piñata. I have never laughed so hard watching a group of 15 kids whack it away at a minion-shaped cardboard box. Candy rained down on their heads. Turns out, the rule is to keep both hands on the stick. More laughing and screaming. Cake, presents, talking, food. When we finally retreated to the minivan, my kids were seriously oversugared and clutching their bags full of piñata candy to stash deep in the back of their drawers where I would probably never find it. But somehow I didn't mind so much. This sugar had meaning. It was attached to laughter and joy and friendship. I'm a native of Utah. I'm white, and I'm a Mormon. Since I live here, there aren't very many times that I feel outside of my comfort zone. There aren't many places where I'm unsure of the rules, where my footing is less than perfectly stable, where I might feel vulnerable. This party was one. Gustavo's family helped me feel welcome. It took a little effort on my part. I had to get out of the minivan. And it took a little on theirs. They provided the soup. We met in the middle. But truth is, they were already extending themselves. They have to extend themselves every day in this community. This isn't their comfort zone. It really was just up to me to show up to the party, to stand up, to speak up, and let them be part of my world. For people in Utah who are already extending themselves, no matter what your background, I have profound gratitude. To anyone who lives comfortably here, who might not understand what it feels like to be the outsider, to feel vulnerable, to feel alone, or unwanted, or out of your element, There has never been a better time to send out an invitation. You might get a bowl of pozole in the bargain, and I'd never say no to that. This is Lael Gilbert for Bread and Butter.